When you get to $150 and yet another $1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty Points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from $131 to $227.16. And 5,000 Plenty Points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
A diabetes drug could help lower the risk of recurring strokes and heart attacks. A trial done at Yale University finds that the drug sold as Actos decreased the number of cardiovascular incidents by nearly a quarter through a 5-year
Is the Grammy the pinnacle
found the drug reduced risk for heart attacks
of your career,
and strokes,
or
not for those who had experienced
does it coincide
previously.
With the pinnacle
People
of career, or is
or suffer a cardiac event?
There's something else. Some musicians have performances that supersede everything else.
Dr. Leslie Schill, Cleveland Clinic, says cardiac rehab is one of the best things the heart patients can do to improve their odds of survival as well as their quality of life.
We have designed an exercise program. You exercise in a hospital with an exercise physiologist, with nurses and doctors, and we gradually build up your exercise capacity.
Cardiac rehab is a 12-week program that's suited to each person's functional capacity. Patients will typically exercise 3 days per week for about an hour each day, in addition to meeting with a nutritionist. And most cardiac rehab is paid for by insurance after you've had a heart event or a surgery. Dr. Cho says multiple studies have shown that folks who do cardiac rehab actually live longer.
Yeah, well, it's been a pleasure to have you on. I really appreciate you giving me the time. I really am amazed at the work that you're doing, and it looks like you know the Grammy was obviously well deserved because, like I said prior to us talking about the Grammy experience, not only was it a great performance, but it also brought back to light some music and a period
this
of musical
USA
history
Radio News.
That we didn't get to hear.
Hello, my
and
name is Robert
so
Burns.
I think that's why it's so well deserved. So thank you and appreciate having you on.
I'm inviting you to listen to
my
show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Heard and Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose.
All right. Thank you, Glenn. We'll talk to you soon. And when
you're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
You are on Healthy Hunterdon, and I'm going to give you a quick weather report. Now, usually I do my look out the window weather report that
everybody
loves. Looking out the window, it looks sunny and beautiful.
Thank you to our sponsors and
but we know it's been raining all week, so the official forecast is that tonight, patchy fog after 2 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 67. West wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. I would say just carry your umbrella everywhere for the next couple of days, because you never know what's going to happen. But we will be right back with Healthy Hunterdon after this advertisement.
Solo that will softly rock every dentist's
Are you looking
around.
To get your message in front of a qualified audience?
Try
all Bell the noise out there today.
To
consider taking an advertisement
cinnamon,
out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email.
Two leaders, but is now reconsidering that plan if they win today's election. USA's Russ Jones just returned from Israel as this report about this unprecedented move.
An official from Israel's main opposition faction says former Foreign Minister Zevi Levy has agreed to give up a power-sharing agreement with the group's leader if they win Tuesday's parliamentary election if her fellow co-leader Isaac Herzog is elected. Ruth Lieberman, founder of the Yes Israel Foundation, maintains Levy doesn't have a following.
Healthy Hunterdon in the studio today. I didn't have my mic on there for a minute. But I hope you like that theme song. So Healthy Hunterdon is a relatively new show. It's
more committed to Israel's security issues and standing up against Iran's desire to develop nuclear weapons. I'm Russ Jones.
And my show is called Healthy Hunterdon. And really we talk about topics that hopefully are relevant and things that people can use to live a healthier lifestyle in Hunterdon County. And today we have a really good show, so I'm very excited about it. I have Amanda Medina in the studio today. I think you're on.
A study shows Americans this year are spending more than $4.5 billion on St. Patrick's Day garb and food. How are these folks in New York City celebrating?
We have Amanda on mic three.
I wear red green t-shirts for the kids.
And we are on Facebook Live today, which I think is my first or second time.
I'm Ron Taylor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Anyway, Amanda is here, and I'm going to have her introduce herself, and then we're going to talk about a couple of topics
inside our circle of care.
So, Amanda, let us know who you are and where you're from.
For your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians
I work
and
at the
specialists.
Hunterdon Regional Cancer Center,
Hunterdon Healthcare,
and my job
your
is
full
to oversee
circle of care.
The Hunterdon and Mercer
if you need
Chronic
a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the
One
web
really
at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
One is through HPV education and outreach with our communities, our parents especially.
It's 9:04, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio Weather. 41 degrees, overcast skies, and calm winds in Flemington. The precipitation is off to our north and our east. Today will be partly cloudy and windy with a slight chance of a rain shower, a high of 59, winds northwest 20 to 30 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low of 26 tonight, winds northwest to 10 to 20 miles an hour. Except for a few afternoon clouds tomorrow, mainly sunny,
and
a high of 41. On Thursday, mainly sunny, a high of 46. Periods of rain and snow on Friday. Temps nearly steady in the mid to upper 30s. No significant accumulation is set to be coming. It's only going to be an 80% chance.
So
partly cloudy
exactly
and a high of 52 on Saturday, and mostly sunny skies on a high of 36 on Sunday.
So this virus
42 in Tewksbury, 40 in Clinton, 46 Franklin, 42 in Alexandria.
But it's
43 in Lambertville and 41 in East Amwell. Good morning, Hunter. On Chamber Radio Weather.
Kissing, but it could be skin to skin.
Okay.
So that could be different ways.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon and HuntingChamberRadio.com. I have my guest, Dana Curlew, who is the Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year and the New Jersey State Counselor of the Year, and had the unique pleasure of being able to go and visit with many of the other state counselors at the White House not too long ago. I had featured that article on Good Morning Hunterdon a couple of weeks ago.
Even know
and finally got Dana to come on in after
the
weather
could
event.
Touch
so good morning, Dana.
Skin.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. This is awesome. So I'm glad we could do this. The snow is holding off till Friday. And no accumulation, so park testing is in good hands.
No more days off. That's all we ask.
Oh, my. It's been a troubling winter. But that's not why you're here.
That allows us to stop it from spreading or just, I guess, you know, we get cured from it.
Okay.
But
awesome,
majority
awesome.
Or all of us.
Farmer in Detroit.
Right.
Bloomfield Hills, actually. Farmer in Detroit.
So at some point in a person's life, they would have picked this up probably from some sexual interaction.
Right. It could be one partner. You could have
partners.
Okay.
Wow.
You know, it doesn't matter. You could have had a partner 10 years ago and you would still end that person
yep.
HPV.
Is the Grammy
HPV?
The pinnacle
no, it all takes it
of your career? Does it coincide with the pinnacle
HPV.
Of career? Or
So, you know, realistically,
something else.
You may or may not be a carrier of HPV.
Performances
right.
that
okay.
Does,
I mean, yes.
supersede
carrier,
everything else.
The point is it moving
it's,
from
it's
being
there.
Just an HPV
yeah.
virus
you know,
to going
with
to
Robert
cancer.
Shaw,
okay, so tell us a little bit about how that happens or what you would do.
Yeah, of course. So there's different types of HPV. The strain,
and
the strand.
Other,
okay.
There's strands 16, 18, 31, 33, 45, 52, and 58. I know that's very
wow.
technical, but these strands
sure.
cause the cancer. They cause
really
cervical cancer, vaginal cancer, vulval cancer in females, penis cancer, penile cancer.
Well, it's been a yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you on. I really appreciate you giving me the time. I really am amazed at
yeah. So these are really serious. You know.
It looks
is,
like you
major,
know the Grammy was obviously well deserved
because,
be like I said prior to us talking about the Grammy
like
experience,
it's
not only was it a great performance, but it also
it
brought back
widespread.
To light some music
so,
and a
What do we do about this? How do we protect
that we
ourselves
didn't get
from this?
To hear. So the great thing and so in I think that's why it's so well deserved. So thank you, and appreciate having you on. Cancer.
And this
well,
vaccine
thank you. It's been a joy.
Is the only vaccine
and,
that prevents
yeah, wow,
cancer.
Wow, wow.
So it is considered
all right.
The holy
thank you, Glenn.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon. And when
you're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce.
Wow.
Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email
onair@huntington-chamber.org. Hopefully most 11 or 12-year-olds are
thank you to our sponsors and underwriters.
So why is it that they give
please remember to support them and buy Huntington, buy local. Visit www.huntingtonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita soft baked breakfast biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's main opposition has proposed splitting the term between two leaders, but is now reconsidering that plan if they win today's election. USA's Russ Jones just returned from Israel and has this report about this unprecedented move.
An official from Israel's main opposition faction says former foreign minister Zvi Levni has agreed to give up
and
a power-sharing agreement with the group's leader if they win Tuesday's parliamentary election if her fellow co-leader
cancer.
Isaac Herzog is elected.
Some can be young,
Ruth
right?
Lieberman,
some
founder of the Yes Israel Foundation, maintains Levni doesn't have a following.
Never happened before that one party
he would hope so.
Some say right-leaning Netanyahu is more committed to Israel's security issues and standing up against Iran's desire to develop nuclear weapons. I'm Russ Jones.
McDonald's is facing another battle from workers hoping to get the fast food giant to pay them a wage of $15 an hour. Workers in several cities have filed complaints with state and federal authorities
and I know when they first came out with the vaccine,
at McDonald's said the company will review the
allegations. I was thinking it was really something primarily for my daughter. And then, you know, I started
Americans
to hear now it's
more than
also
$4.5 billion
the, you know,
on St.
Patrick's
Day
boys
garb
because,
and food. How
for several reasons,
York
because
City
there's certain cancers associated with males.
But
then also, it's also
protective
for the females if the males are also vaccinated.
I'm Ron Taylor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC. Or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Now, can you talk a little about the actual vaccine? Is it just a one-time dose, or are there several? Or
so that's a great question.
It's 9:04. Time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 41 degrees, overcast skies, and calm winds in Flemington. The precipitation is off to our north and our east. Today will be partly cloudy and windy with a slight chance of a rain shower, a high of 59, winds northwest 20 to 30 miles an hour.
Okay.
Clear skies and a low of 26 tonight, winds northwest to 10 to 20 miles an hour. Except for a few afternoon clouds tomorrow, mainly sunny,
so if you're older
and a high of 41.
Right. And is that because
on Thursday, mainly sunny, a high of 46. Periods of rain and snow on Friday. Temps nearly steady in the mid to upper 30s. No significant accumulation is set to be coming. It's only going to be 80% chance. Partly cloudy and a high of 52 on Saturday, and mostly sunny skies on a high of 36 on Sunday.
That's okay.
42 in Tewksbury, 40 in Clinton, 46 Franklin, 42 in Alexandria.
Gotcha.
It's 43 in Lambertville and 41 in East Amwell.
Yeah, I think
good
one
morning,
of my
Hunter.
Kids needed
on Chamber Radio weather.
Needed two or something. I don't know. I forget.
Now, if your child does have a weakened immune system, okay. Bye.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HuntingChamberRadio.com. I have my guest, Dana Curlew, who is the Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year and the New Jersey State Counselor of the Year, and had the unique pleasure of being able to go and visit with many of the other state counselors at the White House not too long ago. I had featured that article on Good Morning Hunter a couple weeks ago. And finally got Dana to come on in after a weather event. So good morning, Dana. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. This is awesome. So I'm glad we could do this. The snow is holding off until Friday. No accumulation, so park testing is in good hands.
No more days off. That's all we ask.
Okay. So let me do a few commercials.
It's been a troubling winter, but that's not why you're here, although I did
you're
play
listening
your
to WHCR
County
DB,
fights, the Hunterdon
Chamber Radio
song because it's
brought
what you're
to you by
closely
the Hunterdon County
with,
Chamber of Commerce.
Congratulations on all the accolades. My goodness. Let's just give a quick introduction, who you are, your role at Central, and then we'll delve into your world.
Great. Well, thank you for having me.
Sure.
This year has been an amazing year for me. This summer, I was offered the supervisor of counseling at the high school, and I've previously been a counselor at the high school for 8 years, so it was an honor, and it has flown by. I cannot believe it's March already.
Yeah. Oh, it's you got 3 more months left, and you're probably transitioning.
Are you struggling
into
to
a
find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company?
Of what
trying
the counselors
to attract
have to
and
do
retain
now,
millennials. Retail personnel is your staff
till
solution.
The end of the year. Sure.
Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm, providing you with everything from temporary
so
to permanent employees.
Side by side
as ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs.
Delve back just a little bit. Prior to you going into counseling, when did you realize you wanted to be a counselor in a school? Was that your first career trajectory?
Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
I thought that I was going to be a CEO of a company one day when I first started.
This is Tony Clark, parent planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow.
Management marketing
since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. And she was today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals.
But how does the business background, and I'm sure it does, but I'm hoping I can get it from you. How does that help you on a day-to-day in your counseling role?
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
With a good mix between counseling and the admin.
Okay, this is Healthy Hunterdon, and we are back with Amanda Medina,
the principal
from the Hunterdon Healthcare.
I just knew that it was right.
Regional Cancer Center.
Is
and
there
we are
a,
talking
now
about
I went
HPV
the teaching
and
world,
specifically
so
talking
I
about
through
preventing
teaching and stuff. Is there,
HPV
is that
with
similar
the,
for counselors? Or
with a vaccine
just,
that is available
get
for
an internship
for and, our teens. Is this vaccine also available for adults? And do they recommend it for adults?
They first considered dropping the teaching piece. So you up until about
2001,
you did have to teach and have a teaching certificate and experience. But after the law changed, you can go for the program, do an internship at any grade level for the year.
Okay.
And then you
all right. And I was just reading some statistics
at one time,
here
I guess
think
they wanted you feel
because,
to understand the role
you know,
of the teacher.
There's always people who are concerned
they
about
see
getting
it as
vaccines.
A completely different entity and
unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation
because it's not
out
just
there.
standing
about
up
vaccines,
and working
about,
with lessons. It's dealing with therapy and
different
counseling
things that can
and
cause
advising.
Or
sometimes
effects
that's in
that
the
they can have on people and
nomenclature, but it's not necessarily.
You know, some
the
people are choosing
right?
not to vaccinate
and not having that
their
peace,
children.
We do work
so
with our interns and our new counselors.
I think it's important
mm-hmm.
for
to
people to understand
to
that these cancers are real cancers
and what their day-to-day
they are,
duties look like, so they understand the role.
They're
of
very
the
destructive cancers.
You know,
it's not that anybody wants to have cancer, but it's not. These are not fun ones.
Sense.
You know,
yeah,
I remember
great,
not that there's a fun cancer,
advice,
but
so
you know what I mean.
I say
this because I really want people to go out and vaccinate their teens.
A team,
you know,
of
I used to work in a center where we did ultrasounds.
With the
we did
and the counselor involved and kind
anal
of
ultrasounds,
guess,
checking for anal cancers.
Teachers,
and there's nothing worse than having
a number of different
beautiful,
on the spot,
vibrant 25-year-old.
How many counselors are at Hunter's
woman? Girl,
16
you know,
grade level
on your table,
and two student
and
assistant
see
counselors
on the screen, you know that she has an anal cancer. You know, it's
students.
just horrifying. Especially
the numbers
as a mother,
are mind-boggling.
You know,
really,
that.
That's just
yeah,
this
so,
is
absolutely.
Wow.
And we do
so it's basically
a lot of
four counselors a grade. For 800 students, so it's 200 counselors, 200 students a counselor.
Is it environment? Is it our food?
Yes.
And
you
got
to keep track of that.
Yes.
Try to figure it out.
Don't tell anybody those numbers.
No, no.
We are well under the state guidelines. But the way that our schedule is set up, it's hard to keep up 200 seniors. But they do it, and they every student is their top priority.
Which brings me to my next point, and this is the part I have daughters in
the
central school,
and
I learned about this early on when they first came in. One of the unique things that you guys do is that you, the entire administrative staff, is associated with a grade level.
Yes.
And they traverse through the grade level all 4 years.
Right. Well, that's wonderful.
So the counselors,
so I'm just
going to
read this here
the vice president, the vice principal,
sort of
and
not
his,
sure about
the office
safety.
Staff. All of them are associated with the freshmen, and
research,
they carry through
making
all
sure
the
that you
the
go
seniors,
somewhere that's reputable,
yes.
Not fake news, right?
There's tremendous
but
positives,
the United States currently
obviously,
has the safest,
that,
most effective
that,
vaccine supply in history.
That
years
senior
of testing are required by law to ensure
to
the safety
of
vaccines before they are
I
made available
to
use in the
our
United
superintendent
States.
And principal
and the process
meeting
can take
10
years
ago,
or longer.
It's like having
so,
a job
and then it also
year.
Says
yeah.
once a vaccine is in use, CDC and Food and Drug Administration monitor any associated side effects or possible side effects. And I will mention on here that besides the pain and possible swelling or redness at the site, they have had a number of people who faint after receiving this vaccine. So I know when my children were given it, you know, they made sure they were in a sitting position and they monitored them for 15 minutes or something like that afterwards. So
but it is, it's a great setup.
You know,
it's like
so,
having
so they know what's going to happen. They can prepare for it.
One of the
and,
challenges that I found
certainly
taking over this
I'll take
role
that
as a
over
was
cancer.
Development.
Right. And that,
when
be
you
a, that could be a lot of
freshmen
vaccine,
to senior
shot,
in the way
vaccine,
that we do.
Right.
You know,
the,
a lot
these are very common side
year,
effects.
So you have
right.
Train every year so that the new senior counselors or new junior counselors are ready for the college process and up to date with all the changing trends.
It's a 4-year gap between the next time you have to do that. I didn't even think of that. But that's kind of cool that keeps you up to date
look for
and puts you ready to take on
any
next
severe side effects
role
okay
that,
yeah it even says here in one of the clinical trials
you did your
more
internship
than 30,000 females
at Hunterdon
Central,
okay
how did
that
was
trial.
That
by
that's
a lot of people
how did that you know? Come about
chance
just
life,
chance
life has a funny no way of working itself out for you. I remember being in my dorm and trying to figure out where I wanted to intern.
What are some other things? I'm seeing a question here about could HPV vaccine cause my child to have problems of infertility?
Barbara Bowen was an amazing woman. She was at Hunterdon Central for a while and she was in that position making changes left and right. I called, she picked up the phone, she asked me if it was a joke.
We
I just was talking to my coworker
however,
about how I need someone to help me this year. Well, I'm your woman, so I came in. She ended up leaving partway through the year, and I became
that
the intern college
yeah.
and career counselor.
So
get out of here. As an interim?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That we
got paid
no.
in college, which
that.
Is unheard
nice.
Of.
If your child
but it was,
or whoever
as much as I benefited her, it changed my life. I never looked at another school the same way.
Yeah. And another one here says, I'm just worried about that my child will perceive this as a green light to have sex.
It's amazing how that happens, but it happens so much more often.
It says numerous research studies have shown that getting the HPV vaccine does not make kids more likely to be sexually active or start having sex at a younger age. And certainly, I hope parents are communicating to their children that.
And so you wanted to actually do counseling.
First of all, it's not a birth control, number one.
Internship.
And it does not eliminate your risk of other sexually transmitted diseases. So I think it's very important for parents to be talking to their children about
the Pinelands Regional,
you know, about
which is an
diseases associated with sexual things, or even just blood contact or whatever.
It's one of the most challenging things you'll ever do. It's working with the people who talk to you.
You went to your hometown. Where you grew up. Ironically, I grew up in Parsippany, and I was hired as a music teacher in Parsippany.
So you can relate.
So I relate. But I was on the other side of the neighborhood. They have two. They have two tracks. They have the on different sides of the town, the city. So I was. I grew up on the Lake Parsippany side, but I started teaching on the other side.
Guidance or just reassurance.
But I was, you know, met all my teachers.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's not a decision that you just want to make on your own. You want to make sure you're properly informed. I mean, we're giving a lot of information today, but I think it's nice to have those one-on-one conversations. I know when my children were becoming of that age, the year before, I started talking to their pediatrician about it in preparation. Because, again, I mean, even though I'm a nurse, I wasn't familiar with the vaccine. And, you know, I don't want to just go giving my kids something if I don't understand what it is or the benefits versus the risks. So I had done that after it was either their 10 or 11-year-old visit. And then I, you know, they gave me information. They gave me everything I needed. I did some of my own research, and then by the time the year rolls around for them to have the vaccine, I felt very educated and, you know, had the information that I need to go ahead and move forward. So I encourage people to do that as well.
East Brunswick, and that gave that got you.
So let me look at the time here.
Awesome! Wow.
Can you believe our session's almost half over?
So that's the that's the career trajectory. Any lamenting about?
We're going to take a break in 2 minutes, but. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention as far as
Target? Not at all.
This is the perfect job for my personality. It's a mix between counseling and the business side. For the most part, I'm doing a lot of paperwork and meeting with my staff.
It doesn't promote sexual activity with your children. And please talk to your pediatrician about the vaccine.
Intervene or she can give you more information about it. You're in there to meet with students.
If you do go
on Google,
on
the smaller scale, one-on-one with them.
For the American Medical.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's 9:18. We're talking to Dana Carroll, who is the Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year.
So just one more thing that I'm going to bring up
a story to tell us in a little bit. We're going to learn a little bit about her role and her responsibilities over at Hunterdon Central.
Not talking children, but for the adult population, cervical cancer screening. Yeah, so what is the recommendation for that? And can they check for HPV when you're having your annual... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. They check for HPV.
Yeah.
Do you want to lose the weight?
Yeah. So when you go for your annual or however often they're recommending, I'll be honest with you. It's sorry?
At 21.
Okay, so at 21 years old.
Yeah, from 21 to 65. It's recommended that you get that women get a cervical cancer screen.
Call me at 908.
And they will check for HPV. At least I know that.
Yeah. HPV. They won't check it all the time because if you haven't had it, if you had it the first time, they'll do follow-ups. But if you haven't had it, then they're not going to check for another few years.
Right. If you're with the same partner and not at risk for
Right.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it,
very
and
good.
Embrace
all right, we are going to go to
tech
the
today
news.
Is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps by anybody. Technology news.
USA Radio News.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan dismissed a push by House conservatives to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Ryan said he believes this doesn't reach to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. Meanwhile, Congressman Jim Jordan is one pushing for the impeachment. He explained why he thought it was the right move to make.
You shouldn't give for the backpacks. We've sent numerous letters to Rob Rosenstein. They haven't complied with two subpoenas. They haven't complied with. We've caught the Department of Justice hiding information, redacting information that they should not have redacted. We know that Rob Rosenstein threatened House Committee intel staffers.
Come into any Jersey Mike's location during March.
They were trying to do their job, our job of getting
in the Constitutional
Oversight
we're supposed to do.
Jordan also announced he would be running for
all
Speaker of the House should the Republicans hold on to the majority.
It's your chance to get a tasty sub sandwich and help do something good.
The president is in Granite City, Illinois, where he is celebrating the expected return of over 800
March 25th,
skilled jobs. Earlier
Jersey
today,
Mike's
the president was in Iowa, leading a discussion on developing America's workforce.
Right in your own backyard.
Radio News.
Jersey Mike.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years.
Dana Curlew, the Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year, is with me, and she just told us all about how she wound up back in Hunterdon Central. Now, when you came back to Central, was it for this particular role as the Director of Counseling, or did you go in originally to be a counselor?
Boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Mm-hmm. Made me realize that that administration track was a passion of mine.
And I thought you said you got a principal certification.
I feel good.
And so that was intended at some point, or it just you felt it was appropriate for the trajectory.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
My coworkers.
So good. So good. I got to hear.
That they have, and I got to spend 5 weeks in Mallorca, Spain.
All right, and we are back. And this is Healthy Hunterdon.
This was right after I had gotten married,
and
so
I am
time.
Here with
didn't
Amanda
have many
Medina
commitments at that point in my
from
life.
The Cancer Center.
Went to take that
Hunterdon
program,
healthcare,
studied abroad,
and
which
we just had a conversation
that.
About and HPV and the
me.
HPV
wow.
vaccine.
That's a great stuff going on here,
are,
Dana. This is amazing.
Which, is recommended.
So
for,
now you're. So what's your role at Central now?
And
you oversee
now we are
going to
talk about skin cancer and skin cancer prevention
and health
because many of you may not know this, but we. We have, at least we did, I don't know if we still do, we had the highest rates of skin cancer or melanomas in Hunterdon County, which might surprise some people.
Yeah, so and as I indicated before, the year, the school year provides different
and we're number two.
Activities
so,
that the council
even though we're not
high.
Number one, it's still
and
really high.
That's really high. Yeah. Why do you think that is?
And now that you guys are transitioning because
I mean, well,
the
first,
four councils
a lot of us are outside.
Shift okay. each year from freshman, sophomore,
doors,
junior to senior,
people, you know, we love
that changes over. So where what,
fishing,
right now
running,
it's March.
We're just very
you've,
rural.
You've already started the online scheduling. Because now you guys are starting to prepare for the scheduling for next year.
Yeah.
You already have started thinking about how
do
to
think,
get these students
you know, we have
in the,
a certain percentage
in the blocks
of
they need for
you know,
so
community here.
Mm-hmm.
And,
at the end of
you know, you don't know if people
so
are really protecting themselves from
the, entire month
from
of
the
March
sun
meeting
and
every
the environment.
Over their request,
so
so
we need to get off of
we
that list as the number
the
two. We need to
so
you know, move down in
the
list. It's not usual that you want to move down in the list, right?
Right. We want to still be the healthiest county.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We're working on it, right, Amanda?
Right.
Okay, so what can you tell us about... I was just kind of looking at these numbers on the break,
on the counselors
and it says 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime.
And
that's significant. That's a lot of people.
And there are certain risk factors. So if you have light hair, light skin,
in the right spot at the right time on two different days, A's and B's for four blocks, then find the teachers that are going to have to fill. It's a mind-numbing from a technical
potential skin cancer,
it's a mind-numbing
right? Everybody with these characteristics of
activity
blue eyes,
that has to go on every year.
Like me.
And
yeah,
I don't think there's anything out
you're
there.
More, you have less melanin.
Maybe
that's
trying to do the baseball schedule for the Major League
the
Baseball might be similar. But I don't think there's anything out there that actually can achieve this. Like, you just push a button and voila, it all works.
Every year gets better and better, but no voila yet.
No voila
yet. We did pick up a system called Aspen Foley.
Okay. So they're based because you have these characteristics, I'm not saying you're going to get cancer. And, you just want to protect yourself.
That's really right. And again, at the Cancer Center, our main mission is to protect
every community member.
So she's cancer.
She is an amazing woman. And with that math mind, as much as we can. She's excited about every day when I come up with new situations.
But honestly, we don't
want
to see you walk through
the
doors.
Right. You're trying to prevent the cancer in the first place. And especially something like skin cancer, I would think is preventable.
So Dana, who's got all of her day-to-day duties. And then all of a sudden, somehow, some way, you learn that you've been nominated for counselor, Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year. Actually, Hunterdon Central Counselor of the Year, right? And then... Then that somehow evolved into Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year. And then somehow that evolved into state, New Jersey State Counselor of the Year.
No more than 30.
Well, where in the where in the timeline did you learn about this? Did you learn you were being nominated about it and learned you actually had been selected?
I know a lot of companies are coming out with going on maternity leave last year.
Oh, so you just throw a baby in the middle of this.
Never easy. Life likes to challenge you in so many aspects.
30 or more. Well, I'm glad you say that because I'm one of those people, you know, because I know that I'm at risk. So I do look for things that are very high. But I also wear a hat and I stay under an umbrella. And my children make fun of me because I have this wide brimmed hat. And my son plays soccer and my daughter is a swimmer. So when I'm out, especially in the summer, but most of the year, except for maybe the winter, I have the hat on, much to their disappointment.
Around March, that hat will protect your ears, your nose, your neck.
Wow.
I mean,
a huge honor.
We try to educate children.
What is your quote unquote reign? What was the timeline that you were selected and how long did it last?
Clothing protection, hats.
Well, they just nominated.
You are not protected with your clothes.
I guess I can announce this that Carrie Kelly, one of our school counselors.
I know Carrie Kelly very well. That's great.
She is the Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year this year.
All right.
So now I know you said you talked about the characteristics of people who might be more at risk.
And the White House was really a
package deal that the red hair and the light skin and the blue eyes
was the first year that they decided to implement that.
But does that mean that people who are darker skinned don't have to protect themselves?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that question.
This year was the first time ever that they made it go national.
African Americans, Hispanics, that just
stunned that I was going to be a part of that.
All right, let's not give that part away yet. Let's hang on to that. Right. I still want to learn about all your... So what does Hunterdon County Council of the Year entail?
You know,
what do you do?
I happen to be involved in the committee for off and on stages. For the 8 years
so they're
that
coming
I was here.
At to cancer centers
for the most part,
stage
you don't have to be involved
melanoma.
In the county.
Oh, boy.
So,
but the people that usually make it through the nomination process and are elected are the counselors in our county that are very involved, either within their school, on the county level,
and
on the
and don't
level.
You think it's also a good
really
idea to look at your skin?
They
I mean, I know that sounds funny, but I feel like
field.
You know we walk around in these bodies every day, but it's really important to take note
or
if there's something
or,
growing or there's
conversations
a change in
that are
color.
Informal,
right.
Where
so we recommend
you're
two things for that.
Offering
yourself,
advice,
skin check,
providing
you
assistance
skin, you
to other schools
you have your
in Hunterdon County
you
that,
well.
Because of your stature,
you
because
see,
of your selection?
Any changes,
not as much on the county
you know,
position,
every couple
right.
of months,
but the state
skin.
Position I do hold
in addition
in
to that, go see your dermatologist
so
to have a thorough
chance
skin
to be the liaison
or your
to all
primary
the
care
president.
Physician. Mm-hmm. Have a thorough
and
skin
that's been
exam.
A great experience.
Yeah.
You
I
need
get
those
to
two.
Be
yeah.
very involved in
and I know because I am one
conference.
Of those people that
so
you know is susceptible.
Those network
when I go to the dermatologist, they actually take pictures of different moles that I have.
So now overall,
you know, although they look fine
now,
they want to know the next time that I come. They want to be able to compare the
what
size,
are the challenges?
To take measurements.
What are the things that you guys are talking about that are
great.
The current
and they have, you know, a whole charting system for doing that. So
mental
I think it's,
issues
you know, I think it's really important. And I think it's important, too, that we're looking at our children. And although maybe they're not at, you know, a high risk of melanoma as children, but I think it's also good to make them aware that, you know, if they have certain moles or things, they should be looking at them as well. It's just a good way to sort of incorporate that into their lives so that as they get older, they can keep an eye on these things, don't you think?
So that's what most schools are dealing with today. Is it the...
What you're and is what it, you're doing.
It's right. The environment, so per se. Right, I mean, I don't want to delve into too much depth on it, but it's the environment that these children are growing up in is causing this, or are they self-inflicted?
Yeah. And I think that's the way to go.
A little bit of both. But with the adjusting, I just also want to mention schedules, for example, are probably the worst thing you could do. That could be a skin. Parents are working more. You see a lot of, you know, both parents are working less time at home.
Come from the tanning beds.
So that could be a part of it. Enormous. That has changed and continues to change every year.
They're more destructive than even the sun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I've heard a lot of people say they go to the tanning salon before they go, like, to the Caribbean or something because they want a base tan.
Something like that. Yes. I mean, that causes students.
So from what you're saying, they're destroying their skin before they destroy their skin.
We destroy it much faster, quicker with that zap and the sun.
Every year is different, but it just,
wow.
It seems to be more on the rise, so we're working.
Yeah, that's really scary.
And then the creating programs and create awareness of the mental health issues and how we can help them cope. And that shows mental health or even academically.
All right, so stay away from the tanning beds.
As a team,
and nowadays they do have a lot of products to make you look like you have a tan.
It's interesting because
without being in the sun, they have tinted.
Somehow,
you know, it's almost like makeup for your skin, I'll call it. Or make tinted lotions and things.
Felt it was
because I know,
to be,
you know, everybody feels like it looks healthier to have a tan. And people like to get tanned in the summer. A healthy glow.
They call it the healthy glow.
But there are, you know, bronzers for women that they could use on their face that give them that healthy glow without the, you know, skin damage.
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, look, talk to your dermatologist, what's safe for you.
They kept a lot of over-the-counter
Jergens.
Somehow, society and the school separately have embraced the fact that the school now has to be an all-encompassing 24-hour
So I'm looking on this paper that you gave me, and it shows different types
to help students not only
or different things to look for when you're looking at melanoma. So if we see something on our skin, what are the things that we should be looking for that maybe should, you know, get us to the dermatologist?
Has that changed significantly? Do you see that changing in that manner, and what have counselors done, and how are the counselors getting prepared to be able to handle that on a day-to-day basis? And then you go home and you have to deal with your own life, right?
Is one half of the mole.
I've absolutely seen this change from the beginning of my career. Even the title has changed, where I started in positions called guidance counselors. Now we're school counselors.
So maybe one side is very dark and the other side is lighter?
Or one is more scattered, or one is really looks like a half a circle.
Career piece, the educational piece.
It's different.
Very different.
We are their one-stop shop to get assistance
that would be
with anything that's going on.
Okay, so that would be a bad thing
to
see.
For us,
counselors,
they're not the same.
Where we flourish.
Another thing is the borders.
The role has progressed, but in a way that we're able to really help our students and be there for them during the 4 years of their life that can sometimes be the most challenging years of their lives.
It's not.
It's quite amazing. And in addition to that, now we have the technology that's constantly made its way into the school.
So it's not like a perfect circle. It's kind of irregular.
Hunter Central itself has bring your own device.
That's actually really important.
You know, students are bringing their devices into the classroom, whether they know to shut off certain social activities or not.
One's darker, one's black.
There's a constant discussion about drug awareness. And that students might be somehow...
Okay.
The other one is diameter.
Choosing that as a coping mechanism for all the stresses that you're talking about. So, again, you guys are not necessarily, I use the word police, but not an authoritative method. But you have to police and monitor everything that's going on. And the real challenge is finding the kid that's not coming to you, right? The one that's hiding and trying to distance themselves away from you or anybody else that can help them.
Social media
rollercoaster ride. Great. As a Coldwell Banker Sales Associate with 10
years
experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the massive amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action
about Yik Yak.
And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing.
Where they can
the end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience.
So
let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you.
Wrote about how our students
to contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
That example of what's going on, so we're able to use.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company, trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing
solution. The other side of that, the dark side of the anonymous is the
Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees.
Obviously,
as ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs.
I don't know if Yik Yak is involved.
Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover.
Drive students to do something that they
really
shouldn't
do. So call Regional today at 908-534-8111.
Now again, the school, the state has, and the state superintendent has said the school has to monitor bullying. We had Superintendent Stephanie here a couple years ago talking about the new process, which I'm sure at this particular point has become more mature and you guys are much more comfortable with it. Initially, when we talked, it was a sketchy program from beginning to end because they didn't know how it was all going to work. So how does the bullying aspect of our environment, how are you guys curtailing that and some success stories perhaps that you could lend to that?
And we are back, Healthy Hunterdon. We are talking about skin cancer and skin cancer prevention. And Amanda Medina is here from the Hunterdon Healthcare Cancer Center. And she was just reviewing the ABCDE of melanoma. We didn't get to the E yet. So we talked about asymmetry, the border, color, diameter. So what is the E?
The E is coming into the high school. Mole and if they do report, does if it look a student reports an activity either social media or during school hours or even outside of school, they know there's going to be a process within the shape and they know that there will be follow-up and parents will be contacted.
Okay.
I would like to say that.
So maybe it starts off like really small, but we notice it's getting bigger or darker.
We do a great job in getting those situations under control, working with the students, and working with them so that they understand what they did wrong so that they don't fall into those same bad behaviors again.
Call your primary care physician.
Yeah, initially it started like it sounded like the HIB program was really to crack down on the bully, the intimidator. But what it sounds like the symptoms and the repercussions, the good repercussions, the good results of it are. That
I see on here, skin cancer self-examination. We talked about that a little bit before,
to crack down
but
on
I think
it's
a good idea to
office.
Sort of review
Absolutely.
This.
Really,
this is checking your skin means taking
about,
note of all the spots on your body, from moles to freckles
Wisconsin,
to age spots.
Just walked off
and
the,
it would actually even be a good idea
basketball court
for people to kind of print out this diagram of a figure, right?
Amazing, wasn't it?
And kind of mark, like I was just saying my dermatologist did. But with that said, I feel like if you have marks on your body, you should be checked by a professional.
Right, absolutely. There's a thing called the mole map. That's an app. Or on your phone, there's so many apps.
They may not realize the harm that they're doing on another student. So when you bring that to light and you have the conversation with them and you get the parents involved, for the most part, we see those students.
Okay.
So we could remind you.
Kind of track them.
And for the most part, I'm not a doctor here, but you might find out that the person who was bullying is actually really hurting, really internally struggling with some real issues. And the quicker that you and your team and the parents can get to the heart of that matter, the better off that student will be.
You're very right.
So that's cool.
Right.
Yeah, all right, we're going to take another quick break. Dana Curlew was with me. She is the Huntington County Counselor of the Year, the New Jersey State Counselor of the Year. Yes. And she
or you mentioned on
was
the bottom of the
opportunity
butt.
To go for the first time as Counselors of the Year to the White House. We're going to learn about that little event right after this. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio.
Soccer injury.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, doesn't that seem so strange? Like, why would you get it there? Yeah. I know. That's just so strange. So that just even tells you more that if you have, you know, moles, you should just have them checked.
Yes,
you know, the best thing is you just go to the dermatologist and they check and they're like, nope, they all look fine. And that's such a good feeling other than, you know, my daughter had one on the bottom of her chin. And she's a teenager and I looked at it, you know, I am a nurse, so I kind of looked at all of these things and I didn't think it was cancerous.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt so much better just taking her to the dermatologist and having them look at it professionally, and they have those special glasses, you know, to really see it, you know, to just know that we're keeping an eye on it. And also I wanted my daughter to understand that it's important that she, you know, in the future follows up for these things and watches them and keeps a lookout for them.
White House, also, I just want to make note that
Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5
to
5x50. Discounted packing supplies and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month.
That meets certain criteria.
Okay.
That don't have a dermatologist and have not been checked for skin cancer the past 2 years.
Okay.
And they could come in and get a quick,
don't fear technology,
check with
use
a dermatologist,
it, understand it, and embrace
and then the
mission of tech
yes,
today is to demystify technology.
You're fine for another year.
I'm your
right.
host, Chris
so
Bianco,
it's once a year,
principal
it's
of Blue
free,
Panther Business
it's in
Partners.
May.
Okay.
Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11,
we'll
we will cover
that,
new apps, buying advice,
yeah.
technology.
So
news,
then there's really no reason to get checked.
Right.
Good day.
Right.
And join me on Tech Today on
yes.
HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Recommendations, ideas.
Yeah. So if you have insurance, you go to your primary, or you can get a referral to your dermatologist. Hunterdon has several of them, and if you are underinsured or meet criteria for the other program, then you can get that screening for free. So there's a way in this county to get it done so that we're not number two highest rate of melanoma. So help us out there. Go get checked and make sure that you're doing the right thing for yourself. I was just looking back on the sunscreen sheet that you gave me, because this is always an interesting thing too. And my kids tend to like to use the spray sunscreen, and I don't know if you have any recommendation versus. I prefer the lotion. I feel like it's a heavier administration. But what's your professional opinion about that, if you have one?
So I actually don't. I just my plan is to put
go to
forwardnewjersey.com
to find out how
and
paid for by
and
Forward New Jersey.
Just make sure you rub it in really well. A spray is just not a spray and you walk off. You have to rub it in
I'm
your
Dave
skin.
Lang with Insight
okay.
Financial Services.
Of course, we
and
recommend
proud
lotion,
of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce.
If you use
even in this
spray,
difficult economy,
spray,
our family of companies, including
too.
Insight Financial, Premier
you
College
don't need
Funding,
a lot
and the Insight Tax
of
and
sunscreen.
Accounting Group
you just need
have
like
grown
a
and
shot's
prospered.
Worth, which
okay.
is an ounce
I believe that our
participation
in all of the opportunities
body,
that the Huntington County
so
Chamber of Commerce
have to use
offers
a half a
to its
bottle.
Members strongly contributes to our success.
And one important piece, if you're
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Okay.
So it's a lot of information, but if you go into the AAD.com,
Dana Curlew is with me. She is the Huntington County Counselor of the Year and the New Jersey State Counselor of the Year.
AAD.
And Dana has got a invite, and she was kind of alluding to it a little bit
yeah,
before.
Yeah, I can even see something here. It says
for the first time, the counselors of the year get to come to the White House. Now,
yeah, there's probably a lot of stuff
when you were selected initially, did you know that that was part of the...
So they do make water-resistant
No idea.
I received an email in March.
But they still need to be reapplied?
I told my husband,
I
would.
I haven't looked at the literature. Okay. I wouldn't reapply every hour.
Yeah.
So I made a few calls and found out it was...
It was
just
true.
To be on the safe side.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, a little bit of surprise.
And the broad spectrum. What exactly does that mean?
So, that covers
disbelief.
The two.
So, eventually, you're
UV
convinced. And now you've learned about it. And then, how much time between when you learned about it and when the actual event was happening?
We had about 6 months.
Which most sunscreens already do that.
Everybody can figure out what you're going to wear in 6 months. So, what do you do now?
And at least 30. At least 30.
Yes.
Okay. So anything else we can do to protect ourselves? You know, I often wonder when we're driving in the car,
what room you're going to be in,
you know, and sometimes I'll have my arm up on the window. It's closed, but I'll notice that I'll get some sunburn on your arm. So what is your recommendation just in your daily life?
That sunscreen.
So you knew you had to have something really good.
I packed my bags knowing that I would be going somewhere, but had no idea what I was in.
How about CIA clearance? Did you have to go through that?
You're actually damaging your
skin. Ironically, yes. I went through and found out that I had my expired ID after I had gotten in. So I was lucky at that point.
So
three
checkpoints later.
Got into the White House.
Driving your right
all
right,
so now
arm,
you, so you learned about you're going to go to the White House. And you didn't really know anything more about it.
Yeah.
So take us through the
I know that for me, I use sunscreen on my face all year round because I'm so sensitive to the sun. But maybe I need to be putting it on my arms too.
Yeah, driving, you're not covered.
Yeah.
But what I found,
that's a good idea. All right, Amanda, this was a great show. I really hope that people, number one, get their teens vaccinated for HPV. If they are older than that, that they're getting the proper screening that they need. And if somebody had a question about possible screenings that are going on at the hospital, or you know what kind of doctor they could go to, or things like that.
Right. They talk to us about
they can contact the cancer center.
Absolutely. At our cancer center website, you'll have different programs. But one program I do want to talk about just really quickly is the 100 in cancer education
and being
recognized
early
detection program.
Okay.
So this is cancer screening for
inspiring.
People who
and we got
do
to
not
speak
have insurance
to the
or
woman
have
who
high deductibles
won the award
such
last
as
year.
Under insurance.
So she, of course, started stating that she didn't get to go through the process and go to the White House last year. So she was glad that she got to hop on our tailcoat this year and go. So that was a great event. Just getting to know other people.
On the website, you'll have that
went back to our rooms.
We
relaxed
the program,
and we were off to the White House on
the bus. Criteria, and of course, you know,
we got there and
to make that appointment.
That's wonderful because I do worry about people that maybe don't have, you know, access to health care. Meaning they don't have finances or their insurance is, you know, either they don't have insurance or, like you said, the high deductibles can be an issue as well. And we don't want
the big issue.
Yeah.
Don't want to pay for the high.
I still don't believe
so
it
they'd
happened.
Rather not go to see the doctor.
No,
so it's really important.
One of the sad parts about radio is that you can't see how passionate she is when she's even talking about this. So that's
obviously that's wonderful.
It really did.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. Come back anytime.
So
and we are going to get our vaccines and we're going to wear our sunscreen, our hats, our sunglasses, stay in the shade, and make sure that we're seeing our physician when we should to get those preventive checks. So thank you so much. This is Healthy Hunterdon, and we are signing off.
I guess she played a part on TV, and she was a former guidance counselor on the show. So she talked about our role and how she had to really investigate what that looked like to be that part on television.
Mm-hmm.
So she was an extra added bonus that we didn't know about until that morning.
There you have it. Wow.
So Michelle came in and she spent about 10, 15
Michelle,
minutes
you're
with
on
us.
First name basis with the vice, the president's wife. That's pretty good.
She, just spending 10 minutes with her, she makes you feel like you are a part of her world. She was inspiring and enthusiastic and really understood what we do for students.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was an honor.
Well, it sounds like it did exactly what it needed to do, which it elevated your career, your vocation, in the eyes of them, and you know, kind of gave you a jolt and said, hey, you're doing a great job. It's a pat on the back that you love to get.
And meeting her was really the extra added bonus. Mm-hmm. The part that changed me as a supervisor was meeting the 30 other people in my position.
Yeah.
And having that time to interact and talk about what's working at their schools and right. what we should try and different policies and procedures and how to work through those things together. So having that new network of contacts, if I have a question about, for example, our home instruction process, I just send out an email and I get feedback within a few hours from people all over the country.
That's awesome. Well, that's the beauty of technology, but the beauty of networking in that manner also produces that now. So you met people from, you said 30, so I'm assuming not all 50 states were represented.
Not all 50 attended. They, right. And I'm not sure if they had 50 representatives. There were a few. For example, there was someone else from New Jersey that could have come, but she didn't attend. But they do have us all on the same listserv, so when we write to them,
nice.
We do get everyone that was involved in the process.
That's great. And anybody that you really like to mention that you really kind of meshed with?
There's a woman in Indiana named Jane that was just incredible. So we pick up the phone. We call each other now. We're on Twitter. We're sharing articles.
Awesome.
So she's in a middle school, which she gives me a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been phenomenal throughout the process as well. Because I'm still learning. Through this new position, it's only March. So every month that happens, I'm still learning for the first time in this role.
Well, quite honestly, Dana, it's always going to be learning, isn't it not? I mean, the world is changing constantly.